a very blessed Sunday morning in December. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion. It is such an honor to join with you in prayer and faith and all that's good with the love of God. I certainly pray that the month of December is going well for you with all your dreams and goals and inspirations. As we begin December in this still the second week, this new month will be filled. You just have to have faith with blessings and breakthroughs, most importantly, in every area of your life, financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. You just have to pray to God and don't be, I can't say this strong enough, don't be afraid of the word prayer. It's just a fancy word. Just having a conversation with God like you would with anyone else, even if you are shy. You can have a conversation with God. There is no right way to pray. There is no wrong way to pray. There are no words you have to use, any words you don't have to use, anywhere you need to be, any number of people you need to be with. Prayer is open-ended. God understands any language, even the silent meditations of our own hearts, even the tears that many of us have each and every day, either the tears of joy or hopefully the tears of sadness. So as we go into this month of December even more, receive with joy and peace God all through this month as we go through the holiday seasons. God's presence will bring all of us comfort and assurance and protection in this month of December. Your relationships will be strengthened and your experience a deeper connection with your loved ones. That is my prayer to you, and that is the prayer to all of us as we all say amen. So thank you. This is Scott Borsky. Did I say that yet? If I did, I'm saying it again. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB each and every Sunday morning at 7:30. And if this is your first time joining us, thank you. We are local to the greater Philadelphia area, South Jersey, talking about the love of God in our blessed community. So it is the holiday season, and I want to wish everyone as we get closer to Christmas and Hanukkah and all the holidays that we celebrate. You know, it is so easy to get distracted amid the chaos of the world. And we all know there is chaos, not just in our individual lives, which are most important, but in our community, in our state, in our country, and certainly the world. And it's so easy again to get off off the road we need to go on for our given mission and purpose, be distracted amid the chaos of this holiday season, the planning, the parties, the going and the coming, losing focus on the real meaning of the season is a struggle that we all have in this world in which so much attention is paid to materialism, to gifts, to secular wants and needs of the moment and secular celebrations. Follow God in this time of the year. Whichever holiday you celebrate, whatever religion you are, background, creed, culture, don't get distracted. We say, dear God, please help myself and my family to remember the true meaning of this holiday season. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be born with the ability to have faith and love, and I ask you to help me remember what are the reasons for this season. So bow your head if it's your custom, unless you're driving, don't you do that. We say, God, Please continuously remind my mind, my body, and my soul, and help me and my family to remember why we are here, why you are blessing us this season of the holidays. Thank you for giving us these holidays to bring joy, to bring laughter, to bring all the goodness in life. Please don't let us be distracted by gift giving, cooking, and other traditions. Instead, help us to keep focused on you, focused on this season of lights, these festivals of joy. Help us. Help us to remember. And on that, we say amen. We should certainly start. This is a challenge to you. Start each day, this holiday season, this day of December, with the prayer, so you can invite God to help us focus on his love, on his gift of these seasons, on the joy of these holidays. Use every morning of this holiday season to open your eyes and to deepen our faith and keep focus on this special time, of this year, as we all say, amen. We should certainly know that this holiday season is one, most importantly, of gratitude. Always have an attitude of gratitude, a time to thank God for the blessings we have received throughout the year. It is certainly a special opportunity to pause, just pause, turn off the news, turn off the TV, turn off the radio. Well, unless you're listening to this program, but pause in the quiet and offer up prayers of thanksgiving, expressing our deep appreciation for God's love, grace, and most importantly, my friends, guidance. We say, thank you for all you have in our lives, God. I am especially grateful for this time of the year as I reflect on your protection and all you give us each and every day. I count my blessings one by one to see the wonders each day that you have done. Thank you for your love and for guiding me to my given mission and my given purpose. And please know that your given mission and purpose is not the job that you go to each and every day. Hopefully, you love your job. Hopefully, you love the folks you work with. Hopefully, your job gives you satisfaction. But it is not the mission that you're born to do, why you are born in the image of God, why God has known you even before you were born. That mission and purpose is found before work and after work, and I pray that you find it in a local nonprofit, a local charity, your house of worship, starting an organization on your own that brings joy to your community. So this time of year, it's easy to see that there are those who are less fortunate than us, who pray for the things that we take for granted, who aren't always able to give their family the celebrations and the gifts that some of us can afford. Remember to give thanks to God for the provisions he's given to our families in particular. And we say, God, today we give thanks for all the blessings you have given us. We're safe from harm. We have food to eat. And despite the challenges in our lives, we know that we are blessed. One of the things we are most grateful for is this opportunity to realize what's important in our lives: family, love, friends, community, and of course, the love of God. And on that, we all say, amen. We certainly also realize that there were those who were with us last holiday season that are not with us this holiday season, and we remember them. We are here because they were there. We stand on their shoulders, certainly. We stand in their trials and tribulations, but we also stand in their joy. and their success and achievements. And I bring that up because each year I have an online Facebook Live service of remembrance. And this year, it is a week from tonight on December the 15th. On Sunday night at 8 o'clock, just go on my Facebook page. If you don't have to be a friend or with me on Facebook, but it would be nice if you were. Please like me, but you don't have to. Just go on my Facebook page at Scott Borsky on Facebook, and if you don't find it, just contact me any way that you want. I'm so easy to find on social media. Text me, call me, send me an email, DM me, as the kids say, direct message me, and I will send you the direct link. Again, this Sunday night, December the 15th, next Sunday night, our prayer of remembrance, 8 o'clock, Facebook Live. We will have prayers, we will remember, we will have stories. You'll light candles in the comfort and warmth of your own home. So if you have any questions of that, please call me, but join me a week from tonight so we can remember those whose shoulders we stand upon, and they will always, always be your blessings in our hearts. So in their memories, as we come to the close of 2024, a beautiful prayer called We Remember Them. So think it in your hearts of those who you are remembering who passed in this last year or even years before that. I read one of my favorite prayers. In the rising of the sun and at its going down, we remember them. In the blowing of the wind and in the chill of winter, we remember them. In the opening of the buds and in the rebirth of spring, we remember them. In the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of summer, we remember them. In the rustling of the leaves and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them. In the beginning of the year and when it ends, we remember them. When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them. When we are lost and sick at heart, we remember them. When we have joys we yearn to share, we remember them. So long as we live, they too will live, for they are now a part of us, as we will always remember them. And on that, of course, we all say amen. We also with joy say amen to our sponsors of Inspiration and Religion on WWDB, without whom this program certainly would not be possible. We say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for Bonnie and her staff at the wonderful men's and boys' store in beautiful Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, Bucks County. The best clothing for all the men and the boys in your family, casual and formal and anything in between. Award-winning, oh boy, are they award-winning, time and time again, by the best of votes, by newspapers, by publications. In fact, they just won again the best of Jewish exponent in their formal clothing department of 2024 and the men's department of 2024. So don't take my word for it. You should, but they are the best. And believe me, well worth the trip. You don't have to live in Warminster or even Bucks County. When I have the blessing of going there, I see folks from all over the Delaware Valley, all the suburbs of Philly, from Philadelphia itself, South Jersey, Central Jersey, formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly in Huntington Valley for 25 years, presently at 320 York Road in Warminster. Give Bonnie a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. Presently stocked with all your winter needs, getting in winter merchandise daily, both in the men's and boys' departments, suits, sports coats, khakis, sportswear, and shoes, too, for all your winter weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, First Holy Communions, tuxedo sales, and rentals for the holidays. Don't forget gift certificates. Great ideas for Pollyannas, fun patterned socks and belts, young men skinny ties, big and tall ties, whatever you need. Again, give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060. The men's and boys store, simply the best. And when you see Bonnie or her staff, give them big hugs and say that Cantor Scott says hi. Now, this holiday season is certainly a wonderful time to give some of your time, but a lot of your heart, to local charities and organizations, because during the holidays, a lot of their staff, their volunteers, they go on vacation. But people who count on these organizations don't go on vacations. They're because of their situations, health or finances or physical. They are here and they still need to be supported by their community. So this is the perfect time to give a few hours to volunteer for any local charitable organization that you have in your community. And here in the Philadelphia area and in South Jersey, there are literally thousands and thousands and thousands. So if you need some suggestions, please contact me. I know I hear each and every day from folks in our community, especially, and this is a blessing, especially teenagers where they are volunteering. And please, and this is important for adults out there. Never ever say, I will give to others. I will volunteer my time and my heart. I will give money. When my life is perfect, then I will give. You know, my friends, our lives will never be perfect. Because, you know, the old saying, nobody is perfect. Please don't wait until you think that, oh, everything is good in your life to give to others. Now is the time, because that time will never, ever happen. You may be in the valley in one or more aspects of your life, but that is the time to give to others. Rising up others will rise up you in finances and physical and emotional and spiritual and psychologically. When you are not on the hilltop in every aspect of your life, that is a time to give to others. Because when you are feeling a little bit down, a little bit hurt, giving to others, joining a charity, joining an organization will not only bless others, my friends, it will bless you. So, when is a good time to join an organization, a charitable foundation? When is the best time to do that? Now. It's always now. It's never not now. Take this opportunity, and with the love of God, you will help others and you will help yourself. I always love hearing from young boys and young girls on what organizations that they are involved with, for either their bar mitzvah or in their school project or in their organization they're involved with after school or in school. I always like to promote the goodness and the righteousness they are bringing. This week, drum roll, I promote Jules Weintraub. And Jules lives in South Jersey, and for his bar mitzvah project, he had his bar mitzvah just a couple weeks ago, and oh my gosh, he was awesome. I'm so proud of him, but most importantly, he should be proud of himself. And he chose for his bar mitzvah project the Valerie Fund, Valerie. Go look it up online. It's a wonderful organization, the Valerie Fund. And he writes, I chose the Valerie Fund for my bar mitzvah project because they are a well-organized foundation that helps kids with cancer. They donate money towards kids going through treatment and sending pediatric cancer patients to a special summer camp for the time of their lives. It isn't so focused on making the world better for people, but on making people better so they can live full, fun lives. Let me read that last sentence again. It isn't so focused on making the world better for people, but on making people better so they can live full, fun lives. And on the Valerie Fund and on Jules Weintraub's just wonderful acts of love and kindness, we all say amen. And I certainly want to hear about what your children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren are doing in our community so I can promote their awesomeness. So please contact me any way that you want so I can learn about, and in turn, we all can learn about all of the wonderfulness in our community. And on that, we certainly all say amen. I wanted to promote an activity that's a celebration that's going on later this month for the holiday of Hanukkah. Now, you don't have to be Jewish to come to this event. You could just want to learn, celebrate, and have fun in the holiday of Hanukkah. It's always a highlight of the year. December the 29th, at the Pop Shop in Collingswood, in their brand new party room, we are having our annual Hanukkah celebration. Songs, dreidel spinning, holiday food for Hanukkah, latkes, a full smorgasbord of food, dancing, and songs, community get together for the purpose of celebrating the Festival of Lights, which is Hanukkah. So go on the Pop Shop of Collingswood website. You have to reserve your seats. It always sells out. So do it. Again, it's on December the 29th, and you will have a wonderful time, and that happens to be a Sunday. If you have any questions about it, please contact me, but let's come together to celebrate in Collingswood, wherever you are, the wonderful, wonderful holiday of Hanukkah. And on that, certainly, we all say amen. So once again, in this wonderful season of the holidays that provides us a time to reflect on the blessings you've had the past year. You know, wherever you are now, it could be at work, it could be at driving, it could be at home, of course. Just pause, stop just for a moment to think about the blessings of the past year. And when you do that, you will realize just how very blessed you are. Not only should you count your blessings of the past year, but I'm always trying to give a challenge to people. And this is a challenge of each and every day. Have a blessings board. Create a little like cork board in your home or a little sticky note board in your home. And every time a little blessing, it could be a big blessing, but it doesn't have to be. It could be a small blessing. Something, you know, somebody said, how was your day? Somebody said to you, have a blessed day. Somebody opened the door for you. Somebody just paid for you. You were in a toll and the car in front of you paid for you. I mean, something as small as that. Write it down. Put it on your blessings board at home, someplace that you look all the time, in your bedroom, hang it in the kitchen, hang it wherever. So at the end of the day, you will see that you have 100 sticky notes. You have 100 little pieces of paper on a cork board, or you have a white board at home with a magic marker, you know, one of those markers, and just write it down. And at the end of each day, you will certainly realize how very, very, very blessed you are, not only in the past year, but in this new year daily as 2025 comes closer. And you can look towards what goals you want to accomplish in the next year, within this next year of 2025. Here is a prayer that you can say as we look into this new season. So join me, bow your head wherever you are as we close this day, this wonderful program on Sunday. We say, God, please guide my family as we head towards this holiday season and this new year. We ask for your love as you guide us down the road and through the doors that we need to go through to the missions of our lives. We are grateful for all we have, and we ask that you can keep our focus on what is right, righteous, and good. Please protect us throughout this holiday season as we prepare our hearts for what's to come in this new year, as we all say, Amen. We also say Amen to the wonderful, wonderful folks at Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care that you will smile about, ranked best always in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine, to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available. They passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments they believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And just by the way, they are the dentists of my mom and my dad and my sister. So when you see Dr. Douglas Cohen, give him a big hug and say, Cantor Scott says hi. And on that, I wanted to remind you that if you don't have the opportunity to listen at 7:30 on Sunday, always go to the podcast at wwdbam.com 24/7 on any smart device, wherever you are. Or I'm always posting the direct links on my social media on Facebook or X, which used to be called Twitter, or Instagram, any social that you are on, I am on as well. And lastly, I know the holiday season can be difficult for many of us, and I wanted to remind you with all my heart, if your path is difficult, if you perceive a lot of troubles, it's only because your purpose is much bigger than you thought. Let's say that again. If your path is difficult, it's because your purpose is much bigger than you thought. God has plans for you, my friends, as we enter this new year. And on that, certainly, we can all say Amen. And as we always close with, pray more, worry less.